You're currently listening to a blog article titled The Four Giants of African Music, Afrobeats, Amapiano, Francophone, and Bongo Flavor, written by me, Bobby Nishimwe. You probably are already familiar with Afrobeats because you've listened to Essence by Wizkid featuring Tems, Love Non Titi by CK, or Last by Burna Boy. But just like many global consumers of African music, you may not be as familiar with the other popular African sounds hailing from Southern, Central, and Eastern Africa. Well, as always, I'm here to help you get cultured on the diverse musical forms stemming from the greatest continent on the planet. Don't argue with me, argue with your father. The categories / genres I'll be writing about are not a complete representation of all the music sounds that come from all the countries within these four regions of Africa, but they are the most popular. First, we have Afrobeats, which is undoubtedly the most popular music category out of the continent of Africa. This overarching umbrella term of West African music is spearheaded by the nation of Nigeria, with roots in Ghanaian highlife, Fuji, Yoruba, and Igbo traditional rhythms, Afrobeat, dancehall, and even African-American music. The extent to which each of the types of sounds has influenced present-day Afrobeats is an ongoing debate. But the variety of inspirations for this West African music category is a testament to the diversity within the music form. In its earlier days of late 2000s and early 2010s, Afrobeats started taking off with the likes of P-Square, Flavor, D-Bange, Wizkid, Davido, Sarkodie, Tiwa Savage, Yemi Alade, and more. We cannot have a conversation about influential individuals in Afrobeats without acknowledging the impact the Nigerian record label owner and producer Don Jazzy has had on this music category. Don Jazzy has housed some of the biggest Nigerian artists under his Maven Records label with a new fleet of young talent such as Rema, Ira Starr, Ledipo, Crayon, and more. Afrobeats has done a lot for the African music industry with the record-breaking streaming numbers and earnings by African artists and increased global recognition of music from the continent. Second, we have Amapiano, which I'd argue is the hottest music genre to come out of the continent. This genre is by far my favorite African music sound because it is truly a spiritual experience when you indulge in its beautiful melodies and beat rhythms. Amapiano, representing Southern Africa, hails from, you guessed it, South Africa. This genre has roots in the streets of townships, Afro house, Kwaito, Zulu, traditional sounds, and jazz. The tempo and sound level changes of the beat throughout a song is what makes Amapiano special. An Amapiano song usually starts with a very chill, slow, heavy instrumental repetitive flow as a way to spiritually draw you into the moment. Then you have a build-up in the tempo followed by a hard beat drop that leaves your body in an uncontrollable state of movement. Amapiano is to African DJs what hip-hop was to DJ Kool Herc, Grandmaster Flash, DJ Klum, DJ Premier, Lil Jon, and more. The reason being that Amapiano leaves a great deal of room for a DJ to mix and play around with the sound due to its variability in tempo and rhythm change. I have attended two South African functions with DJ Mafarisa and Major League DJs. Those are by far the most unforgettable DJ experiences one can have. Being together with other Africans, mostly South Africans and Zimbabweans, listening to some of the top African DJs mix live the hottest Amapiano tracks with the customary whistles going off in the crowds for hours on end was about as cathartic of an experience one can get through a musical undertaking. Amapiano has given us amazing DJs and producers from the ones mentioned above to Kabza, Dismal, Master KG, Uncle Waffles, DJ Zinle, TNC, and Black Coffee, who's arguably the biggest African DJ globally. South African DJs are artists, performers, and producers in their own right. This genre has broadened the face of DJ culture in Africa with its welcoming and supportive atmosphere for female DJs. Third, we have Francophone music, which many of us African kids grew up on, with songs like Premier Gao by Magic System, Eta Maje by Extra Music, Yolele by Papa Wemba, Loy by Kofi Olomide, and Carolina and Kupe Bibamba by Awilo Longomba and Jocelyn Berard. As you may have noticed, most of these artists stem from the Democratic Republic of Congo. The Francophone music scene is dominated by sounds, artists, and dance forms from DRC. These sounds range from Congolese rumba, heavily loved by African generations of the 60s and 70s, Kwasa Kwasa, Sukos, Ndombolo, Zouk, French West Indies origin, Kompa, Haitian origin, Makossa, Cameroonian origin, Coupe de Cali, Ivorian origin, and French R&B and rap. I cannot express enough as to how influential Congolese music has been to both French and intracontinental music. Congolese are arguably some of the most talented musicians the continent has ever seen. From their dances, vocalists, instruments, and fashion, this nation is unmatched. Francophone music has been hindered from being as popular in the current global African music scene, mostly due to the fact that it is usually sung in French. The lingua franca of the global music scene is dominated and heavily favored by Anglophone music, although we are seeing a shift with the rise of Latin music, as reflected by the tremendous year the Puerto Rican artist Bad Bunny has had, with record-breaking numbers in tour earnings, awards, and streams. Outside of the continent, Francophone music thrives most in French-speaking European countries, with France being at the top. Some of the biggest French artists in the world are those of African descent, mostly from Democratic Republic of Congo, Cameroon, Senegal, and Chad. You have the likes of Fally Ipupa, Congolese, brothers Dajou and Gims, whose father, Janana Njuna, was a part of Papa Wemba's band, MHD, Ayana Kamara, Daiki, Keblack, and more. Fourth, we have Bongo Flava, which is the most popular music genre out of East Africa. This genre is an umbrella term for music stemming out of Tanzania. Bongo described the 90s Tanzanian hip-hop scene, which eventually evolved into more melodic sounds with influences from Tanzanian genres like dance and taarab. Over time, the genre has taken influences from R&B, Afrobeats, reggae, and more. In its earlier days, Bongo Flava was started by urban Tanzanian youth, mostly from well-to-do families, who saw hip-hop as a powerful avenue to express their criticisms of the social, political, and economic hardships brought forth by both domestic and global factors such as the World Bank's structural adjustment programs. Bongo Flava was well-suited to grow and take over East Africa, since it featured sounds in the language of Swahili, which were already popular in the rest of the region. This genre started to gain notice outside of East Africa around mid-2010s, when Diamond Platnumz released a remix of his hit song, Number One, with Davido. Diamond Platnumz, who is arguably the top East African artist, has gone on to win and gain nominations for continental and global awards. He's also the biggest African-based artist on YouTube, with the highest subscribers and total views. Before the rise of Diamond Platnumz in the 2010s, Bongo Flava was not the lucrative music industry that it is today. Diamond Platnumz is charging $70,000 to $100,000 for international shows, private jet travel accommodation, $100,000 for a 10-minute Kenyan presidential campaign performance, and owns arguably the most successful record label in East Africa, WCB Wasafi. This label now has arms in television and radio networks, sports betting, and more. Some of the top Tanzanian artists, such as Harmonize, Rayvanny, and Zuchu, all hail from WCB. Bongo Flava has a roster of amazing artists, from 90, Ali Kiba, Boso, Jukes, Lady JD, Vanessa Mdee, Mario, Ibra, J Melody, Barnaba, Louis, and more. Tanzanian artists understand that in order to get their sound out to a more global audience, they must incorporate the various popular African genres into their own music. Recently, a lot of bongo artists have collaborated with Afrobeats and Amapiano artists even go into the lens of working with producers from these regions and infusing a Swahili flavor into these genres. Collaborating with artists, producers, and writers from different regions of the continent in hopes of putting a local spin on their sounds is not solely a Bongo flavor phenomenon. For example, the Afrobeats industry has strategically infused Amapiano beats into a lot of their newly released music, notably from the likes of Asake, Davido, Burna Boy, Nara Marley, and more. The same goes for Amapiano. A lot of the DJs, artists, writers, and producers from South Africa are constantly working with artists from both Nigeria and Tanzania. My predictions going forward is that increased cross-regional and intra-continental collaborations between Afrobeats, Bongo Flavor, and Amapiano artists will create a newly defined hybrid Afro-Bongo piano sound that can easily attract the fan base from all over the continent and globe. The African music industry is practicing the true Pan-African spirit of Umoja before our eyes. Francophone artists must find a way to break into the Anglophone-dominated global African music industry without compromising on their authentic sound loved by their core French-speaking fan base. More and more Afrobeats artists are singing whole songs in Yoruba, a language that is not understood by most Africans. Yet these artists have no problem in attracting a global fan base. That is to say, language shouldn't be a barrier to growing a global fan base for Francophone artists, but they must continue to participate in global African music festivals and increase tours in places like the US, UK, Canada, Nigeria, Ghana, Kenya, Tanzania, and South Africa. Now, notice that I deliberately excluded North Africa from this conversation. This is solely due to my lack of consumption of music from this region. I also left out the Portuguese-speaking African nations, as I also have limited knowledge on that music form. Having said that, I do know that Angola has a considerable influence in this music category, with this romantic dance genre of Kizomba. Musicians that come to mind are Angolan Kizomba artists Sifo Pedro, Cape Verdean artist Mayra Andrade, Soraya Ramos, as some of the leading artists within the Afro-Portuguese music scene. At the core of all of these African music categories is dance. African music, by law, requires that you move your hips, knees, arms, neck, shoulders, and feet, basically everything. If you're not dancing to these four music categories, then you are doing it wrong and do not understand the assignment. If you ever go to an African concert, I will bet you good money that everyone will be dancing like it is their career of choice. Africa has the potential to determine the music taste of the next global generation, and I believe we are doing just that. Thank you so much for listening.